Prince Albert, a 37-year-old wanted woman who was arrested last week with a loaded sawed-off .22 rifle and $2,500 in methamphetamine, had her parole revoked for removing her ankle monitor and breaching conditions. On July 26, Ilana May Josie was arrested in Prince Albert by the Prince Albert Police Service Crime Reduction Team and Saskatchewan Trafficking Response Team. She was wanted on a Canada-wide warrant for breaching her statutory release. She was then additionally charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking methamphetamine and several firearms offences. Parole Board of Canada documents show that Josie was serving a 3-year federal sentence for participating in the activities of a criminal organization and forcible confinement. In January 2020, you were involved in a gang-related plot to lure, confine, and threaten a male and a female victim, and with a firearm present, you and your associates robbed both victims of property, read the June 2, 2023, parole report. When Josie was convicted of participating in the activities of a criminal organization, she admitted that she was following orders from a street gang. The documents show that Josie is an active gang member, and her extensive criminal history includes convictions and charges related to non-compliance, fraud, personation, property, impaired driving, drug possession, mischief, obstruction, breaches, various assaults, and weapons offenses. Josie also has more than 30 convictions related to failing to comply with conditions and struggles to abide by community supervision orders. The report states that Josie is First Nations and the home she grew up in was free of substance abuse or violence, but she lived in an environment surrounded by violence, substance abuse, and gangs. While in prison, Josie was involved in multiple incidents stemming from her involvement in the drug subculture in prison. Parole documents show that she threw a package to another offender and the residue on her tested positive for methamphetamine and opium. You were identified as one of a group trying to introduce contraband into your house, in prison, said the parole report. Josie's contraband, consisting of needles, and a notebook with gang markings containing email addresses, was found in another inmate's cell. In March, Josie and other inmates switched cells and double bunked without authorization and refused to move back to their assigned cells. Josie told authorities she wasn't interested in working with an Indigenous community liaison officer or attending Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. After being arrested July 26, Josie made her first appearance in Prince Albert Provincial Court on July 27. She was remanded in custody and appears again on August 1 for a bail hearing. LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_EscadaDay.